Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to be very honest with you. I'm kind of wiped out today. I really am. Now, it's not because I went out drinking or carousing or partying with all my friends because, well, in the current environment, we don't do that sort of thing. As a matter of fact, when you look at who is in the high risk category for catching this nasty virus, unfortunately, I am one of those people that checks the box. So we've been laying low. We've been hunkered down in our house. The occasional trip to the grocery store, you know, and of course you get all masked up and, you know, you do the social distancing thing and they've got all the plexiglass up to help protect you from the, or maybe protect the cashier from you. Who knows how that thing works? And, you know, we're going about our merry way, but it creates a problem for me. And you're thinking, wait a minute, dude, you were just talking about you're all wiped out, you're worn out, and now you're talking about how COVID's creating a problem for you. Well, I guess I need to explain all of that. So let me take a step back and let me finish the entire story. So the reason I'm a little wiped out today is I had the opportunity last night to present information about Lifestyles Unlimited to individuals like you who are interested in finding out more about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, how we go about doing our business, you know, what we do to get ourselves into a place of retirement, and more so, once you get there, to start working on the lifestyle. See, we call that thing a free workshop, and I actually had the opportunity last night to give the information out. I'll tell you what, I was pumped up. Any time I have the opportunity to share the life-changing experience that I have gone through while being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it's amazing. So, you know, I think the thing kicked off Central Time or like at 8:30. So, and we stagger these things. We offer these free workshops in different time periods because we know that there are those of you out there that live in different time zones. So, for instance, an 8:30 kickoff Central Time last night, you know, that doesn't necessarily work out so well for you folks on the East Coast because that would be 9:30 at night. But it really works out well for you folks on the West Coast because that translates into a 6:30 start time. That works better for your schedule. And when I gave, I don't want to use the word speech because it's not really a speech. I mean, basically, I just shared all the information that had been shared with me when I was taking a look at Lifestyles Unlimited and trying to decide in my mind whether or not it was the right path for me to go down. Now, in hindsight, you know, absolutely was the correct path. It basically laid out a framework for me that would get me off of the retirement plan that I was on, which was literally to work until the age of 70, and refocus that to where I had milestones set up to get me to a point of retirement in 5 years. And by doing the things that I was told to do and by putting those things into practice, well, I achieved it in about 2 years. I didn't think I was going to do it in 2 years, but I did. And it's an amazing feeling. When you get to that point of retirement, your world changes. It does. It flat out changes. So part of the reason I'm kind of worn out today is, well, when the thing was done and we got a lot of great questions at the end, and I was so excited. I mean, I was pumped up because I had the opportunity to share information with people like you and tell them about the good news of what we do. And yeah, I think I got done, I don't know, maybe about 11:30 my time after we finally answered the final question. And because I was so pumped up, I couldn't wind down. I mean, I normally go to bed around 9, 10 o'clock at night. I'm old. I'll give you that. But I went to bed, I was close to midnight by the time I finally laid my head down on the pillow, and my mind wouldn't quiet down. It just wouldn't quiet down. So as a result of that, I just laid there and just kept thinking about all the great questions and the opportunity to interact with people. And I think it was, 1:30 I saw on the alarm clock before that. That was the last time I think I looked at the alarm clock and I finally went to sleep. What an amazing experience. Now, what's that got to do with the whole COVID-19 thing and the fact that, you know, that COVID-19 is putting a damper on how I like to interact with people? And that really came through clear to me last night, because the one thing that I enjoy about Lifestyles Unlimited is the ability to connect with people, the ability to network with people, the ability just to get to know other people, to understand their background, to understand where they're at in their path along life. And Lifestyles Unlimited creates that framework so that I could do those things. In the virtual world, it's a little bit more difficult because we're not supposed to get together. We're not supposed to interact with each other. We're not supposed to do these particular things. And it kind of resonated with me last night, because I realized that I wasn't in one of our seminar rooms, or I wasn't at what we call an offsite location, interacting with people that live in that general area that came to get the information. But at the end of the day, literally, which became the beginning of the morning for me, I was pumped up and I was pretty excited. Now, what's that got to do with COVID-19? Well, something happened to my family on Friday that involved COVID-19, and I'll tell you what that's about and why I was a little bit alarmed when we come back from the break.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
An opportunity I had last night to present information to folks just like you about what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. It's an opportunity for me to connect with other people. And I love that. I really do. I love the opportunity to meet people, to get to know them, to understand a little bit about them. And in the world of Lifestyles Unlimited, to watch them progress through the same process I went through as they move towards retirement. And then ultimately, once they achieve that retirement standard, they start working on the lifestyle. It's incredible. Now, I also said I was going to tell you something about my family that impacted us over the weekend, and it had to do with coronavirus. So let me just tell you the story. So Friday afternoon, my son, who's living with me right now, he just recently graduated from college. He finished his 4-year degree. He is. We have done everything to keep him from getting student debt. Part of that was he earned scholarships and things like that that paid for all of his tuition. The game plan was this: hey, you live at home, we'll pick up the cost for that, and then when you complete college, you basically start out your new career in whatever it is you're going to move forward into, and you get to start out debt free. And that's the game plan that we have for both of our kids. So I have a daughter also who's a little younger. She's about halfway through college. She's doing the exact same thing. So what my son did as part of his college education is he went through the Army ROTC program. So in other words, when he graduated college, he also was commissioned as a second lieutenant in the United States Army. When you become a member of the Army, and it pretty much happens the day after, or actually I think it's the day you graduate. I don't know how they do that stuff. Maybe it's the day after. He becomes a member of the Army effective that day. And then depending on what part of the Army he's assigned to, that indicates whether or not he is going to work in what's considered a full-time career, basically being on an active duty status for, you know, a period of what could be a career, or moving over into the reserve component where he becomes a what we call a part-time soldier, meaning he works 1 weekend a month, essentially, for his unit. He goes through a couple of weeks in the summer doing what they call annual training, where they sharpen the skill sets and make sure they're ready to be able to be called upon when necessary. Well, my son's path brought him into the Texas National Guard, and he's with a unit in San Antonio that does a lot of pretty cool stuff. Well, they offered him an opportunity to come on to active duty, because you can be on active duty within the National Guard structure. Not everybody in the National Guard is a part-time soldier. There is a cadre of full-time people there that take care of the day-to-day operations, so that when the part-time folks come in, everything is in place. They can do the training. They can work on the things that are necessary for readiness, et cetera, et cetera. And then when the weekend is over, it goes back to business as usual for the full-time cadre who maintain all of the systems and all the things that need to be maintained on a daily basis. So anyhow, long story short, they offered him active duty and he accepted the opportunity. So he's on active duty orders. Well, Friday night, he comes home from the armory, and you know, this is the night that we picked out of the month where we as a family sit down and we talk about all of our investments. We talk about what our current investments are doing, not only in the single family space, but in the multifamily space. And even though my son isn't necessarily invested in all of the things that my wife and I are invested in, it's important for him to know what's going on in those investments, because when I go away, when my spouse goes away, and I don't mean like go away for a trip. I mean, we're gone for good. He and my daughter are the ones that will take over those investments. They will become theirs. They will inherit those things. It's part of our legacy to our family. Anyhow, we talked through all the investments and everything. It was a great discussion. I think we spent maybe an hour and a half just going over everything, talking about what the current situation is, what we're planning to do with the assets, what the exit strategies are, things like that. You know, the stuff you got to talk about. And we all went to bed. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, I go to bed about 9 o'clock. So I'm laying there in bed. My wife's laying there in bed. I think we were watching a little TV or something. And all of a sudden, my wife gets a text on her phone from my son. Now, I mentioned to you, my son's living at home still because we're helping him, you know, to get going and moving with his life. So it really doesn't cost me much more whether he's here or he's not here. And it's nice having him around. Sends her a text saying, "Hey, the guy I share an office with just reported in that his spouse has tested positive for COVID-19, and he is concerned that, you know, because he's living with her, she's got it, he may be infected." And so my son gets that text, and, you know, basically he says, "Okay, I've been ordered to self-quarantine," meaning we don't know if he's got COVID-19 or not. We don't know if COVID-19 has creeped into our household. No matter how much we have safeguarded ourselves from being exposed to that particular virus, we don't know if it's gotten in the front door. So he quarantined in a different part of the house. And when I mean quarantine, he quarantined. I mean, basically, he locked himself away. He's got access to his own bathroom and things like that. We could set out food for him, essentially, and he can come by and pick it up. I won't get into the nitty-gritty. But we went through basically a period up until yesterday afternoon where he was informed, after he was able to go get a COVID-19 test, he was informed that he tested negative. So we're, you know, breathing that sigh of relief. But, you know, of course, the doctor basically said, "Here's the deal. You know, if you think you've been exposed or not exposed or whatever, but you've been told to self-quarantine, you need to continue to self-quarantine, because the symptoms of the disease, even if you test negative, could manifest themselves, and you could be considered a carrier. So we're kind of dealing with that right now. None of us have any symptoms and everything. My son's still kind of, you know, keeping to himself and everything, because we just want to make sure everything is good. Now, what has that got to do with real estate? What's that got to do with Lifestyles Unlimited? Well, it has everything to do with Lifestyles Unlimited, because Lifestyles Unlimited, when this thing came down the pipe, essentially made a decision immediately to shut down all person-to-person operations. And we went to a platform of providing information through, well, the internet. And we've done a great job of it. As a matter of fact, last night was an opportunity for me to experience that ability to reach out and touch people that I've never met before and share with them the good news. So regardless of what the virus was doing in my household, I was still able to do the things that I want to do. And when we come back from break, I'm going to get more into that connectivity.
The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So, yeah, I had a big scare hit our household over the weekend, but I'll tell you what, it didn't slow us down. You know, we did the things that we were instructed to do. We did the things that were necessary to protect ourselves. And It appears that everybody's fine. Now we're going to continue to be a little guarded. We're going to, you know, hunker down a little bit more, a little bit closer to home than we have been. Not that we've been going out and doing anything, but we want to make sure that we're safe. And, you know, it got me to think about how important it is to maintain connectivity with people. And in the world that I operate in, the Lifestyles Unlimited world, where, you know, I have the opportunity to network with and meet other investors and do the things that are appropriate to help not only myself build relationships, but to work with those folks that I'm connecting with, helping them to build relationships, because real estate is, in essence, it's a people business. It really is. So it got me thinking about what Lifestyles Unlimited is doing in order to maintain that connectivity. It's like I mentioned earlier in the show, we used to do the majority of our events in person. We've got 4 physical offices, 3 in Texas, 1 in Arizona. There were plans, I believe, now don't quote me on this, but I believe there were plans to potentially open additional offices in other locations for those places where we have a lot of members. We export our teams to go out and do the things that need to be done in those areas. We support our ambassadors. We just had Tyler on yesterday, and he's one of our ambassadors out of Colorado. They are members that step up and they put together events for the membership base in those areas where we just don't have physical offices. Because, you know, at the end of the day, it costs a lot of money to have physical space. So the ambassadors basically raise their hands and they say, you know what? This is important to me. This is important to the people that I want to get to know. This is important to the folks living in my general area. And I will continue to step forward and do the things that are important so that we have the opportunity to get together as members. And I think one of the things that I have noticed that Lifestyles Unlimited has done recently, which kind of just set me back in my chair, is they have expanded our ability to have access to a membership benefit, which is called Case Study. Now, Case Study is an opportunity, and it's basically an event that we put together. We would do it once a month by location. So in other words, once a month, we'd have a case study in Houston, and then 1 month, we'd have a case study in San Antonio or Austin, and once a month, we'd do one in Dallas, and once a month, we'd do one over in our Phoenix office. And it was a great opportunity to get together, to network, and to learn from the experiences of our members. In other words, in Case Study, we have 3 of our members come forward and they present information on deals that they're working with and basically have just completed. And what they do is they take you from start to finish with regards to how they found a particular investment. You know, they talk about, you know, it was, why did you choose that investment? Well, because our investing goal was X, Y, and Z. So we chose this particular investment. We pursued it. We looked at it. We analyzed it. We determined that it was viable. We moved forward with it. We acquired the property. Once we acquired it, we went through a rehab phase if the property required rehab. Not all the properties that our members invest in require rehab. It's just the way it is. And they talk about how they found the resident for the property, or if they're talking multifamily, they talk about how they're pursuing the residents for the property. And more importantly, when they've gone through the entire story of that particular property, they open up their books and they show you the returns that they've been able to achieve. And it's very important to see that component, because what it does for you, what it does for me, is it reinforces in our mind that real estate is a very viable option to create wealth. That by doing the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited, you in turn can do this, the exact same things. You can get similar results, or even better results for that matter. And it gets you closer to that point of retirement. So what Lifestyles Unlimited has done is they're still doing the case studies by location, but because we've got multiple locations, essentially it works out to where we are having an opportunity to do case study once a week. And this is unprecedented. I've never experienced the opportunity to be able to check out a case study on a weekly basis. Now, we're doing it because, well, we have the ability to do it. We have the educational platforms. We have the automation platforms. We have the video technologies. Everything that's necessary in order to deliver good content, we have it in-house. So really, it was kind of like just flipping a switch. Somebody said, why don't we do this? Executive leadership said, I don't know why we're not doing it. So we're doing it. And case study is really cool. We've got one coming up tomorrow night. And I'll tell you what, if you would like to be a part of case study, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And what I will do, based on when I get your email, I'm going to get you plugged in to an upcoming case study. Does it matter whether the case study is in Houston or in San Antonio or Phoenix? No, not really. Because what you're going to see is you're going to see real people getting real results and conveying those results to you. It's a learning opportunity. You know, I think when you take the free workshop that we provide, which basically gives you the information you need to make an informed decision about membership in our organization, and you couple it with the opportunity to attend a case study event, it really just puts everything together for you. You know, all the bells and whistles start going off in your mind, and you start seeing that real estate investing is a viable alternative for you. And you don't need a ton of money to do it. Now, you do need to have some money. Let me be very clear with you. We are not a no money down program. And the reason we're not a no money down program is because it really doesn't work. Now, do we have investors in Lifestyles Unlimited that are able to acquire properties, and when everything is said and done, their actual cash out of pocket is nothing? Yes, it happens, but that is not what we target. We target getting assets that are distressed and bringing those distressed assets up to like new condition, so that when we put them on the market for rent, when a prospective renter comes to look at the property, they see a beautiful product. They see best product at the best price for them, the best people. And as a result of that, you know, when they come in and they look at one of our homes that's been newly renovated and is ready for market, and they're comparing it to, say, three or four homes in the general vicinity, because they've chosen the location they want to work in and they've chosen the location they want to live in, essentially, it's apples and oranges. They come into our property and they see, wow, this is beautiful. And then they compare it to the stuff that they've seen where, you know, there's deferred maintenance or there's spackling on the wall or the appliances are dirty or bleeding. I've been in other properties for rent and not all of them compare with the standard that we lay out at Lifestyles Unlimited. So I'll tell you what, case study, when we come back from break, I'm going to tell you about who's going to be at our case study this Thursday, and we'll take it from there.
As I sit here and read article after article and see TV show after TV show, the normal person out there on the street cannot overcome their fear to get to the analytical part of this whole process. I'm not afraid of, and I'm actually ready for a recession, a crash of value of anything and everything. Why? It is the opportunity to do incredible stuff. But that's my analytical brain.
The United States has a very strong economy. We will return to our basic economic foundation. This is not going to be the end of the world for everyone. But you do need to take some action. And some actions will be more productive than others. And one of the things that I think you can do now is take this time, like you said, Del. People are going to be sitting at home, and you have a time right now to change your life. Make what you have work for you.
You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free online workshop. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Of the show. So what I'm going to do this segment is I'm going to tell you about the Lifestyles Unlimited members that will be a part of the case study tomorrow night. Now, the case study is being hosted by our San Antonio office. What does that matter to you? Well, it really doesn't matter. It just means the San Antonio team is responsible for getting everything all together so that when our members are ready to present, it's an easy experience for them. I mean, basically, well, the team does all the work, and then the presenters, or the members, I should say, they just stand up in front of everybody and they just basically tell you what you need to hear. So the first couple, Brian and Jeannie, they basically live in California. Well, it's not basically, that's where they live. And Brian is a commercial electrician. Jeannie is a full-time mom. Well, you want to talk about the toughest job in the world? That's it right there. And they've got three wonderful kids. And the other thing about Jeannie is this, she's also a real estate professional. See, because she has the available time within her schedule to manage real estate in accordance with the IRS standards, there are additional benefits that Brian and Jeannie receive with the ability for tax write-offs. Now, I don't want to get into that stuff right now. They'll talk a little bit about it, I'm sure, at the case study. But here's what you need to know. They became members of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2018, after realizing their return on their net worth was extremely low. Now, if you don't know how to calculate your return on net worth, not a problem. We show you how to do all that stuff in our two-day financial freedom program. Like I said, they live in California. They are leveraging the education, the technology, and community at Lifestyles Unlimited, and now say they have not worked overtime in 2 years. And the reason for it is this. They don't have to. They now have income coming in from their real estate investments that is providing cash flow for them that's getting them on the road to retirement. Now, at the case study event tomorrow night, what they will do is they will share the details of one of their single family properties that's currently cash flowing $345 a month, which is giving them a cash on cash return of 28%. Now, that is way better than I'm sure that they could have done with their money in the stock market, guaranteed. They'll also open the books and they will show you how all six of their single family properties are performing together, amounting to an annual cash flow of over $30,000. So with six properties, they now have cash flow coming in of over $30,000. That is a $30,000 raise that they granted to themselves. You know, what are they going to do after this? Well, they plan to continue investing towards their long-term goal of buying a multifamily community. So they're using single family as, I hate to use the term stepping stone, but that's what they're doing. They're using single family and what single family is providing for them to increase their assets, to increase their valuation so that they can get to a point where they will transition over into multifamily investments. We have another couple that will present at tomorrow night's case study. And I personally know these people. I've had an opportunity to meet with them. I've been to other case studies where they've presented. They are fellow Army veterans. So we had that in common. It's Sylvia and Robert. And you know what? Robert and I, we share a common passion. And you know, I found this out just by talking to him. He is a fan of the Oakland Raiders. I am a fan of the Oakland Raiders. And you know we're fans because any football team that performs as poorly as the Oakland Raiders have done, no one would say they were a fan unless they were a fan. Well, so we found out we had that in common. And I'll tell you what, we found out we have a lot of stuff in common. Now, since they retired from the military, they found out, like me, that pension doesn't pay everything that you need to survive on. So Sylvia went to work in the medical industry, and Robert basically continued his profession in IT. He's now doing IT work in the civilian sector. And they were seeking ways to supplement and replenish their retirement funds. So when they joined Lifestyles Unlimited in 2019, they got active, they took action, and they are currently owners of 5 single family properties. Now, the property that they're going to share at the case study tomorrow night is cash flowing monthly about $250, and they were able to capture an equity of over $22,000, meaning when everything was done, they acquired the property, they renovated the property, and all in, based on what they were all in at on that particular property versus what the property was worth, there was over $22,000 worth of equity that they captured. And that's a cool thing. In addition to building their confidence with the acquisition of each rental property, it's turning out to be a very pleasing contributing factor towards them achieving financial freedom and living the lifestyle they choose. That's basically, I paraphrased a quote that they sent me. And I'll tell you what, you want to talk about two people that are just, first of all, they're just a gorgeous couple. They really are. And they are just down to earth. They are personable. They're just the nicest people that you want to meet. And you're going to get an opportunity to get to know them at the case study. Now, you're not going to have the opportunity to walk up to them and shake their hand because of coronavirus. But that doesn't mean you can't get to know them. So then when you have an opportunity in the future to see them, you can walk up to them and say, hey, I saw you at case study. And I'll tell you what, just saying that is going to open up all kinds of doors for you. Now, we have a final presenter at the case study. And this gentleman and his new bride, they're basically newlyweds. I think they got married about a year ago. It's John and Lilia. Now, John's an interesting dude because he's got a background in quantitative business analysis with a resume of Wall Street training that's probably as long as my arm. He's well-versed in investing in diversified real estate properties, but he wanted to upgrade his personal well-being and achieve more of his goals through larger apartment communities. So even though he was an investor in apartment communities before Lifestyles Unlimited, he came to us in 2016 because he wanted to go faster and bigger. And I'll tell you what, he's done it. He has absolutely done it. Now, his beautiful bride, Lilia, she was an accounting and auditing professional who worked in banking and also in the multifamily industry. So she had a lot of knowledge coming to us, and we taught her a whole lot more. As a matter of fact, she recently completed the multifamily lead certification program that we offer earlier this year. So, you know, she is at the same credentials that John has right now, and they are moving forward. Now, let me just tell you what kind of assets that they're dealing with. They now have 10 multifamily communities equaling over, now get this, $100 million in assets. That's right. You heard me correctly. Over $100 million in assets that they own. And they're going to present a 64-unit multifamily property at the case study that they bought in 2017. That property has a projected three-year return of 258%. You heard me. 258%. They say through Lifestyles Unlimited, they were able to elevate their business, but it has also enhanced their life because they've had the ability to grow. They've had the ability to follow all of the educational platforms that we provide. And more so, they have been able to network effectively with other members. And in doing so, they've just knocked it out of the park. There's no other way to describe John. And I'll tell you what, when you meet the guy, he's a quiet guy. He's very humble. And he's just a neat dude. He really is just a neat dude. And these are the types of people you will meet when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. What I'm going to encourage you to do is, first of all, stay safe. Stay safe from the coronavirus, because I'll tell you what, you don't want to scare like we got over the weekend. Fortunately, we're all doing fine. We're all okay. My son is negative. My daughter, basically, when we did our get together on Friday, she was on the phone because she was over at her boyfriend's house. So she hopefully didn't get exposed to any of that stuff. And more so, we dodged a bullet. And I'm very thankful that we did. And we're going to help you dodge that bullet, because we're going to offer that case study through our virtual platforms. You're going to have the ability to see and do the things that you would normally do, with the exception of shaking hands and fist bumping, and some of the more, you know, minor networking things. But when we get back on track, we're going to open all this stuff back up in physical location. So, you know, the future is still ours to control. Send me that email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I will get you connected with our upcoming case study. Remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.